Hola amigas, Maureen here. Thank you so much for listening. And today I have a new podcast called Fearless. This is also an excerpt of my blog post that I shared a couple weeks ago. And but I also wanted to share it with you in a podcast version. So here we go. Get ready for story time with Em. When Lou and I started dating, I was going through a lot emotionally, but I was so clear about who I was, my strengths and my weaknesses, my potential and my fears. I have never been in this position in life where I genuinely knew myself so well. In all honesty, that was key to find real love. I always talk about stories about when I was dating Lou and everything, just because it was such an incredible time in my life, not because I was dating him, but because I was becoming becoming the best version of myself. I loved myself so much. I loved everything that I was doing. I was emotionally stable. I wasn't depressed. I was just in such a great shape emotionally that I've never been into. So that's why I like to share the stories that I went through during that time. So in many occasions, we don't understand our worth, and it is then when we get trampled by those who so call themselves friends, boyfriends, whoever. And in that same manner, I know many that put themselves in a pedestal so high up that become unreachable and unattainable. It is also then when we experience solitude and suffer with self-worth. So regardless which side of the spectrum you are, you still suffer. Many of you know that I am truly an extroverted person, yet very few know how fear had me by the head for so long. For the longest time, I was the kind of person that wanted to take risks but just couldn't. I wanted to drive confidently, but had to pull over and go back to the routes I was familiar with because I was afraid. I couldn't have a steady conversation with someone. I didn't know how to experience that because I was so scared about what they were thinking and if they were thinking something about me or if they were judging me. And all of those thoughts were just controlling my mind all the time. For years, I lied about how I felt, and I devalued myself and changed often because I lacked self-confidence and self-love. When I met Lou, he is a truly extroverted and charismatic guy who knows so many people in Nashville. I was so overwhelmed. I cannot deal with the idea that if we went to Chick-fil-A, we could potentially see someone he knew and I had to be part of the conversation. Just the thought of it just made me sick to my stomach. Time passed and we met more people, and every weekend we went out to eat with friends and had to do stuff here and then, go into concerts and stuff. And then it got to a point where we both confronted ourselves, and he confronted me with the fact that I was comfortable being on stage because I was doing musical theater, I was performing, and I was singing back up and doing all these things. But at the same time, I didn't want to be with people. I'd prefer to be alone, dealing with my confusions with no one's help, which only dragged me deeper and deeper to loneliness. I knew that I had to break through it, because it was just this paralyzing fear that stopped me from being who I wanted to be, who I really seeked and just wanted to truly become. I wanted to become this person, but I couldn't. I was afraid of so many things that I even rejected Lou so many times. I rejected his love because I was afraid. I rejected to be his girlfriend because I was horrified. I was held captive by my past. My mind and thoughts had me bonded. Have you ever felt this way? Am I the only one that have intentionally just put people aside and pushed people aside because I was so afraid? And it would, and you make people feel like they are the problem. But in the end, it's me. I am the problem. So one day while praying, I decided to man up and say yes to everything that was outside of my comfort zone. I went on hikes. I stood close to a cliff without closing my eyes. I told Lou that I loved him. I grabbed my GPS and drove down the interstate. I went swimming on a lake. I went on road trips. I wanted to wear red lipstick without caring if I had thick lips or not. I belted my favorite India Arie song. I laughed out loud without worrying if my laugh was obnoxious or not. I styled my curls and wore them big and poofy. I breathed in and breathed out and decided that in Jesus' name I was going to be free. It was until then that I was able to breathe fresh air. I was able to forgive myself from lying. I forgave myself from my past and pursued my dreams. I decided to love fully and risked it all for my friends and for Lou. That day, I told him, yes, I want to be your girlfriend. I wholeheartedly knew I wanted to be his forever, and I just didn't know how to manage with this, how to manage with that. Yeah, obviously, he freaked out, but hey, I was finally free. Oh, the freedom you will find in Jesus, they said. Wow, who knew it would feel so good? Today, I want to encourage you to pursue what you've always dreamed of, to believe in your potential, stand up, clean up, pull your big girl panties on, and go head first. Attack and defeat your fears with the word of God. We were not meant to live in captivity, in the captivity of our thoughts, in the unforgiveness of our past, in the words of those who hurt us, and in the identity of those who thought they knew us so much more than us, than what we know ourselves or what God, our Creator, says about us. My goodness, we are enough. You are enough. You deserve to be free, and those chains that the enemy have put around you are going to come down the moment that you decide to be free and free of bondage. There were so many times my parents reminded me of my worth, but like Job himself told God, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Meaning I heard my parents reminded me of my worth. I heard my mom telling me, you are this, you are that, you can do things, you don't have to be normal, you're beautiful, you are smart, you can do things, you can accomplish great things. But I could only hear them from afar, until one day I was facing face to face. It took over 23 years to get it. But now, my eyes have seen the beauty of my Jesus, and consequently, I have seen the beauty of my freedom. If you're struggling with fear and self-acceptance, I want to pray for you. I want to remind you of your worth. I want to remind you that God has not finished his work on you. You are, like I always say, you're in a perfect work in progress. And his purpose and his will for you is already been written. So go ahead, stand up, stand tall. You are able, and you deserve to be free. Thank you so much for listening.